Are you bad in bed?
I hope not. Continue.
This is the signs that you're bad in bed.
Oh, no.
Okay. Let me see. Where is it? Here it is. Okay, here it is. Six signs that you're bad in bed. Okay. Yep. And now this is going to make us all self-conscious, right?
Sure.
It's not, sometimes it's the other person who's bad in bed. Mm-hmm. And if you've experienced that, let's do a three-word challenge. Describe a partner you were with who was bad in bed in three words and three words only, but text it so that I can edit. Cause I don't trust.
Oh, I posted it.
Oh, that's fine.
I said keep it clean.
I just mean don't call because I don't trust.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
792-6278 is our number to text, okay? Text us the three words how you would describe someone who was bad in bed. Okay?
Yeah.
Todd, this is the...
Why are we doing this?
I don't know.
Well, because I found this thing. It's six signs you're bad in bed. Okay.
Yeah.
What are they?
We're all gonna get self-conscious now. Okay.
Don't you always wonder?
Here are six signs you're bad in bed. Now this one is tough, but it totally makes sense. You're not confident.
Right.
Okay. Like whether you're not confident about your body, you're not confident about having the lights on.
Okay, does that make it bad if I don't have the lights on? Because everything else I think I'm... I can't talk about this on the radio.
Wow, revealed a lot already, Kelly, and we just started.
Oh, my God. I have to go do the weather.
What?
Yeah. Sharon's calling.
Oh my God,
I gotta go.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God. I gotta go do the weather.
Yeah, Todd always has an out.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
So it says that confidence in your skills and in your body, if you insist the lights are... it's completely black... You
know, wow.
That might be a turnoff.
Oh, all right. Whatever.
Okay.
Stupid.
Number two, a sign you're bad in bed. Your partner doesn't seem that into it. Okay.
Oh, well, that's
pretty obvious,
yeah.
Right?
Okay, yep.
Number three, you're easily distracted. Okay?
Yep.
That's weird.
Like,
yeah.
if you
that is strange to
are
me.
Focused mm-hmm. on other things.
How can...
The phone.
How can you? Well, I can't talk about
this. What?
You can't be.
No, like if
you
you're like
focused on.
Right,
well, it might not be apparent, but in your head it is.
Okay,
right?
Like maybe you're overly stressed,
and you're thinking like, "Oh my God, I do have to pick up that chicken.
Take that out of the freezer and make the meatloaf later."
Yeah, if you're doing that,
don't.
That's not good.
See, you got to go do the weather.
Okay, here's number four. Top six signs you're bad in bed. You're embarrassed to talk about it.
Hmm. Oh, I don't talk about it.
Says communication about what you both want is key.
No way.
Yeah. And not necessarily. Well, yeah, in the moment too. You know that.
I think. Yeah.
That feels good. That doesn't feel good.
Yeah. Oh, right. Nope.
No.
Nope.
No talking.
Nope.
No. We don't talk about it. We act like it never happened.
Do you like sounds?
Blake.
What?
I just. My God.
Well, some people.
Don't
of
make
course
much
I like sounds.
Noise.
Right.
Who doesn't?
Right.
I think that's well, I don't want to like shame anyone, like the silent people. Don't you
right.
Think that's
that,
a little,
well, that's hard. It's because you don't know.
Like, what's hello?
It's like an immediate rating.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Mm.
But some people are not very noisy in bed. And that doesn't mean that they're not enjoying it.
Yeah, see, I would get self-conscious about that.
Right.
I'd be like, do you like this or not?
Right. Hey, pipe up down there.
Communication is key, Kelly.
Communication.
I mean, just lay it out there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Isn't that funny? So just a second ago, you were like, no, I don't want to talk about
it. I know,
right? But then you're also like, well, you better talk about it.
Well, not talk about it, but like, you know.
Emit noises.
Yeah.
React.
Yeah. Thank you. React.
Vocally.
Yes.
Number five sign that you're bad in bed. You never change your routine. See, this is the hard part. You know, once you figure out what you both like.
What works. Uh-huh. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. And then if you never change it, you can kind of fall into the, you know, it just becomes routine, you know.
Mm. Or when you do. Oh, I can't. Never mind. This is just. No.
Or when what?
You cannot podcast this.
Why?
I don't know. Because it's awkward talking about like. But like. Okay. Isn't
well,
it funny though?
Everyone does it. I mean.
Do you guys ever laugh if you do try something else and it's just awkward and you're like, okay, this is it?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay, because like that's always a funny moment. I'm like, okay, it's not happening. Like, this doesn't,
that's
I don't
not
move
working.
This way.
Yeah,
I don't.
bend like
that. Yeah, my hip is going to pop out.
Not a pretzel.
You trying to dislocate something?
Yeah, I'm getting a leg cramp.
Oh, that's the worst.
That is 100% the worst.
That is.
A leg cramp or a foot cramp.
A calf.
Ow, right?
No. Yeah. Talk about being distracted. That's like,
you'll get some noises then.
You will. Not good ones, though.
No.
That's not a noise you want. Ow, ow is not a sign you want. Not a sign you want. Okay. And then the number six sign you might be bad in bed is if you're constantly worried about performing. Like if you're constantly going, is this okay? Is this okay? Is this okay?
God.
You know? But if you're focused on it. You know,
yeah. Mm. If I was ever with someone who said that over and over and over, I'd be like, okay, no, it's not. Goodbye. Like, stop asking me. Like, oh my God. Oh God. But yeah. All right. Well, that's number six. Moving on.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, this was good though. I think it's, these are questions, whether we want to admit it or not, that we all wonder, like, are we good?
Yes.
Are we not? Like, you know,
and that's the thing. Like, I firmly do not believe that you are either good or bad in bed as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Because it could be different. What you could sleep with one person and they could think you're great.
Yeah.
You could sleep with another person. You don't give them what they need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or you're distracted or any of those things we just said. And they're like, ooh, that was terrible.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about the chemistry.
Yeah.
Right.
So we did the 3-word challenge and some of the texts we're getting are pretty funny.
Okay.
A 3-word challenge to describe someone who is bad in bed. Fast, selfish, small.
Oh, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Awful.
Angela on our Facebook page was brave enough to put it on our Facebook page.
Uh-oh.
And it said, just lays there.
Okay.
You do all the work.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Some of these I definitely can't.
Can't say.
Oh, man, this is such a good one.
Oh, how are you going to say it?
Can you paraphrase?
No, I can say it. It's yeah. 3-word challenge to describe someone who was not good in bed. It just says, are you in?
Oh my gosh.
All right. That's not a question you want to hear. You may want to hear noises in bed. Not if the noises are that question.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, even the dogs are like, no. You can hear
I think they're having a dream, but yeah.
Oh boy, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't want that.
No.
That's
no.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yep.
Well, that was terrible.
Oh, you know what? We don't have to take a break. Oh, we can continue.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Please, thank God I heard
Kelly,
the end
we're
music.
Continue this conversation.
Yeah. You have to go do the
just
weather.
Just for you.
Yeah. Coming up, Kelly hosts a segment about what you're like in bed.
Right.